An Aurora-based Seniors Day Center is holding an art show this Saturday to showcase the hidden talents of local seniors. Alexis Gada, a caregiver education counselor with CHATS Community and Home Assistance to Seniors, was inspired by the recollections of a client who recalled how her husband used to write poetry for her. "There are so many older adults with these talents and these gifts that are otherwise hidden from the community," she said. "CHATS is always looking for opportunities to integrate older adults into the community and highlight the impact that they make in our community." From that, Gada came up with the idea for CHATS' first community arts showcase, titled Enriching Lives Through Arts and Well-Being, on Jan. 18 at Aurora Royal Canadian Legion Branch 385. So the exhibition itself is going to highlight the diverse artistic expressions of the older adults, as well as honoring the impact that they make in shaping and enriching our communities, she said. "These are all from people who have either had artistic talent their entire lives and had it as a hobby their entire lives, or people who have only discovered their gifts in retirement." The exhibit features about 100 pieces submitted by CHATS clients, as well as seniors from throughout the community. The exhibit will feature pieces across a variety of mediums, including photography, paintings, sculptures, beaded jewelry work and some really fabulous wood carvings, said Gada. "As someone ages, they lose roles in their lives," she added. "So they don't have a super active parenting role, they stop being an employee, they may no longer have the role of a spouse if they become widowed, things like that. So as we lose our roles, we lose our connections to the community. It's really important to make sure that our older adults maintain visibility in the community and are acknowledged for the things that they can do," added Gada. Newmarket resident Linda Frieda, 64, will be displaying a pair of soft chalk pastel paintings. The semi-retiree, who works part-time as an administrator at a church, said, "Retirement is giving me an opportunity to explore all of these artistic feelings that I have. I have been painting and doing art my whole life. But mostly when I was younger in school and then when I had a career, I put all that stuff aside because you're working to build your life," she said. Since the pandemic, Gada has started learning pastel drawing, and also recently took her first live drawing class. "It's one of the beauties of being retired or even semi-retired is that you get that time to explore all those things that you wanted to try, and it doesn't matter if it doesn't come out well, because you're just having fun and you're trying and learning," she said. "It's just fun to explore and discover all the other aspects of yourself as a person." The event is on Saturday, January 18, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Aurora branch of the Royal Canadian Legion at 105 Industrial Parkway. N. The event will also feature samples of Meals on Wheels for attendees to try, as well as door prizes up for grabs. Admission and parking are free.